If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
That's Wendy in for Bob. I get to say hello to Dean. God, yay. I feel it's been 20 years since yay. I spoke to you last.
Yay. I have a full head of hair now.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, Pinocchio. Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. All right.
How are you?
I'm good.
I missed you.
I missed you, my friend.
I hear you. I get to hear you on other people's shows.
I know. I've been kind of all over the board.
You have been.
I like it.
It's wonderful hearing you.
Oh, you're very sweet. Well, it's wonderful hearing you. And sad news this morning about singer D'Angelo.
Yeah. D'Angelo, this is a very interesting career. R&B singer. He is considered to be one of the pioneers of the genre known as neo-soul, which is kind of a blend of R&B and gospel and jazz and blues and hip-hop. A very smooth, very, very laid-back sound. He passed away yesterday at the age of 51. Here is an example, if you're not familiar with the music.
We don't have the audio today for some reason.
Audio.
This is the only one we don't have. Sorry.
Oh, darn it.
It's corrupted.
Well, I can sing one of his songs.
Please do. You or Andy. Andy, do you?
Andy's a good singer.
Can I just tell you, I don't know who D'Angelo is. Is that so lame or
no,
what?
No. It's he's you know, in the R&B genre.
I mean, I heard of him, but
I
can't.
In the 90s.
Yeah. Oh.
If you heard some of his songs, which unfortunately you won't be hearing this morning.
I'll Google it later.
You would recognize some of his songs. And he did a version. The clip I was going to play for you is a remake that he did of Smokey Robinson's song, Cruisin'. I love it when we're cruising together. It's so, I mean, you couldn't think that anyone could make that song smoother and more sensuous than Smokey Robinson did. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. This is one of his big hit songs, How Does It Feel? This is a little montage of some of his songs. You will hear Cruisin' as a part of this.
I love his voice.
Huge, huge in the 90s and early 2000s. He is a two-time Grammy winner. And sadly, here you go. Listen to this. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's amazing.
I have goosebumps.
Hey, there's me.
Hey. Well, so he passed. He was only 51?
Pancreatic cancer.
Oh, God.
Which is never two words that you ever want to hear. 51 years old. He leaves a couple of kids. And fans everywhere are responding, leaving comments online. Beyonce, Jamie Foxx left memories of him. All the biggest names in R&B and hip-hop all grew up listening to his music. So it's a sad story. And also weird that another showbiz death. You know, how they say they come in threes?
Yeah.
We've had Diane Keaton. We had John Lodge from Moody Blues the other day. I mean, there have been some showbiz deaths the last couple of days. So I hate that adage seems to be true, that they die in threes.
Yeah. Diane Keaton, just in The Godfather, just the greatest.
I was watching, you know, as we were putting her obituary together, I was watching some clips of The Godfather. I could have sat down and watched the first two movies. I think the first two movies are maybe the best movies ever made.
Yeah.
And Diane Keaton is such a big part of that, as playing Kay, Michael Corleone's girlfriend and then wife in the movie. Beautiful, dramatic, unbelievable roles. But, you know, you go back and look at Diane Keaton's filmography. You go back to Annie Hall.
Yeah.
That, for which she won an Academy Award. not only the movie and her chemistry with Woody Allen on screen and off screen, but you know, she just carved her own path for her style of acting, the way she looked, the way she dressed. She was truly one of a kind.
Yeah, totally. And did I read somewhere that Al Pacino said his biggest regret in life is not marrying her?
Yep. Yep. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Who else? Somebody else. Was it Warren Beatty? That, she had relationships with many of her on-screen you know, partners. But somebody else also said that she was... Woody Allen. Woody Allen said that he regretted that he never married her also. So she was, I was lucky enough to have interviewed her about a half a dozen times or so. And, you know, I'm sorry that I didn't get married to her also.
That's what everybody says about me.
I'm sorry that I don't get, I say that mostly about everybody that I interview.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Are you hosting for Thanksgiving?
I am. I do every year.
Aw.
I love it.
What's your specialty?
Pomegranate mimosas that I have way too many of before dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I have to drink while I cook. Do you do that, too?
Aunt Wendy is sick again, Mom.
Yeah, it's pretty
no,
fun.
No, I don't. I don't because I'll get distracted or mostly I'll get sleepy.
Oh, yeah. I like to ride that wave.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I like the the turkey skin. That's my favorite.
It is
part.
Delicious. You know what part of Thanksgiving dinner is my favorite are the leftovers.
Yes.
Because I love all of it, but one of my favorite things ever is a turkey leftover sandwich.
Yeah, me too.
Have you ever done that?
Every time.
Yeah. You take a little bit of everything and put it between a couple of slices. I put it on sourdough bread. And, you know, you got a little turkey on there. You got some cranberry sauce. You got some stuffing, sweet potato. You got a little of everything on there, and you make it a sandwich. And it's so good.
Oh, you do it all. I just do the turkey and mayo on soft white bread.
Yeah, that's delicious also. Mm. Yeah, that's also very delicious.
I love turkey. Although, why do we not make it more often? I mean, you can get a small turkey and make it throughout the year.
Yeah, or a turkey breast.
Yeah, I mean, I never do that.
Yeah, it's super easy and so much more healthful. You know, people do this, and I've done this also. You know, you go to the deli counter and get some like sliced turkey, thinking I'm going to be eating super healthy by making a turkey sandwich. But that turkey, the sliced turkey at the deli counter, is loaded with sodium.
Yeah,
that's loaded with stuff. So if you what I'll do instead is I'll get a turkey breast and roast it up. It takes no time at all, and then slice it real thin. Then I've got nice fresh turkey slices that make delicious sandwiches.
I'm starving right now. You're not cooking today, are you?
I'm not because we have a guest chef who I'll be assisting today, Lisa Ray McCoy from the TV series The Family Business. She's going to be doing a recipe, but I have a recipe that I want to do on TV. I think you would like this. It's a sweet potato pumpkin chili.
Interesting.
So it's, you know, it's like traditional chili, but instead of ground beef and stuff like that, it's completely vegan.
Mm-hmm.
It's got two different kinds of beans in it, but I take a sweet potato and cube it up. You take some canned pumpkin, not pumpkin pie just plain old pumpkin, and you put that in the chili, and that thickens the whole thing up as you you know, simmer it all, and it's spicy like chili, but it's got a little sweetness from the pumpkin and the sweet potatoes. Oh baby, it's delicious.
Wow, look at you getting all healthy.
And you miss I love turkey.
Yeah.
You want to throw some turkey in there if you know, it doesn't become vegan anymore, but super delicious that way also with a little bit of turkey in it.
Awesome.
I can send the recipe if you guys want to post it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. And what's new in home video? We have like a minute.
Okay, we've got a lot of crime drama for some reason. There is a John Wayne Gacy series called Devil in Disguise, John Wayne Gacy, that looks back at that horrific time, begins streaming tomorrow on Peacock. There's a new drama series based on the Murdaugh family murders, Patricia Arquette and Jason Clark. That's streaming now on Hulu. The third season of The Diplomat with Kerry Russell, Allison Janney. I love her and anything
her.
She does.
Me too.
Bradley Whitford, that is begins streaming tomorrow on Netflix. Maya Rudolph's got this series called Loot that's hilarious. Season three of that starts this week. And also, we've got on Amazon Prime, Hollywood Hustler, story of a wannabe actor from Indiana who pulls off a huge scam. There's a Martin Scorsese documentary.
I have got to see that.
That begins Friday on Apple TV Plus. Lots of good stuff.
Sweet.
All on home video this week. And turkey sandwiches for everyone.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.